Obviously, today's message is going to be geared towards fathers. I've had this message stirring in me for several weeks now, and I'd like to say God has a special place in his heart for fathers, but he's got a special place for mothers too, because it is his heart. And but we're going to have a video here in a second. This one, the first time I heard it, I was just like, Lord God, that is so the truth. I have three sons. And when I look at them and I say, where did you learn that stupid thing you're doing? Well, I remember their father. So, let's watch the video.
Where'd you learn that song?
You, Daddy.
Oh, you ready to go? Okay.
Driving through town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat. Knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my four-year-old set a four-letter word. It started with S and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We got cowboy boots and camo pants, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do. So I've been watching you. We got back home and I went to the barn. I bowed my head and I prayed real hard. Said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self. The next side of bedtime later that night, turning on my son Scooby-Doo nightlight. He crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We like fixing things and holding mama's hand, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do. So I've been watching you. Eyes, I wrapped him in a hook, said my little bear is growing up. And he said, but when I'm big, I'll still know what to do. Cause I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. By then I'll be strong as Superman. We'll be just alike, hey, won't we, Dad? When I can do everything you do, cause I've been watching you. Hey, yeah. Uh-huh.
right, anybody can relate? I thought about that video several weeks ago. I've seen it before, but I thought about it again and thought, you know what? I don't need to play some cheesy little video that somebody worked up just special for Father's Day and want to charge me $15 to play it, when that one right there says it all. Having said that, I want all the fathers to come up, fathers to be. Come on. Don't be shy, guys. We're giving you food. You don't get a rose, you get chocolate. I want to hand out these. Okay. I'm going to be on the good side. All right, if we can right step just a little bit there. Right step hurts. All right. Here, I'm going to come down through here and you can take a chocolate bar. Eat with discipline. Always. And when I say discipline, I mean you hide it from your wife. Because I want you to know my wife's the one that picked this out. I told her, I said, yeah, exactly. I told her, I said, you do know. She said, I'm going to go over to Marion and pick something out for the guys. I said, you're going to get chocolate. You don't need to.
You said, why are you doing that? I said, oh, don't worry about it. If you don't want yours, I'll take it. And you said, oh, you're getting
chocolate. You're getting chocolate, yeah. What we started doing a couple years ago, you remember we used to give out these little cheesy little plastic things. That mine usually broke before I got in the truck. And I said, you know what, Lord, I'm tired of spending money on crap that's going to fall apart. And so what we did, we decided to start putting that money to good use. Because if you're like me, you've got enough junk. And what scares me is I got a huge barn to fill up. And it's filling up. But what we did is James Robinson Ministries are helping to feed orphans and people, particularly the children right now, in southern Sudan. If you've not been paying attention, they've been war-torn. A lot of Christians are being killed just for the sake of Christ. Parents are being killed right in front of their children, and they're being left orphaned. Well, then now they're able to start coming back to those areas because things are starting to lighten up a little bit. And there was a matching fund. There was $400,000 in matching funds, and what we did is we sent $400. Now, let's see, how many kids?
Normally feed 40 children.
There it is. Yeah. What would normally feed 40 children for a while will now feed 80 children. So, being a father, this helps to understand the reason why we do what we do is for our children. It's why we get up and go to a job that we hate. It's why we put up with people that we want to kill. It's why we do the things we do. It's for our children. And so, again, we decided to feed some children. Now, it doesn't mean we don't help people in America. We do. It just this happens to come up. And by the way, these are Christian children as well. The Apostle Paul said to do good to all people, but especially those who are of the household of faith. And these children have been orphaned because their parents were Christians. And if the rest of the Christian world says, well, you know what, you're on your own, they're going to switch to Islam real quick. And that'll be on us. However, there's at least 80 children that it won't be. So I'm going to pray. I want to bless you guys as fathers because, you know, whether you know it or not, they're looking to you. They're watching. Even when you think they're not. And that's the one that always catches me up. I didn't know you saw that. So let's pray. Father God in heaven, I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for each and every man in here today. Lord, and I thank you for these fathers. Lord, you know their heart. You know their struggles. You know their battles. Father, I bless each one of them right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, may your anointing flow in them. May your power come over them, Father, as they are continuing to be fathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers. Lord, I bless them right now. Father, give them uncommon knowledge and wisdom, Father. Help them, Lord God, to overcome the things that have so easily beset them in the past, Father. I know that you no longer look at our past, but for some reason we keep holding on to it. So I bless them now, Lord. I know that as they go about and they do the things, Father, that you have set before them, that your anointing will rise upon them and they will become the mighty, mighty men of God that you have created them to be in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Gentlemen, you may be seated, and kids, you're dismissed. Hallelujah. All right. Well, you know, I was beginning to think earlier this week, I was beginning to think that maybe all the farmers around here should have planted rice. Because, I think, what was it, Pat? Who was it told me got 9 inches? Is that you, Pat? 9.5 inches since last week. Now, granted, that's not the storms they've gotten in other areas. I talked to a fellow yesterday that said that he'd been in Cincinnati and, what, several 4-inch downpours. Made me thankful I don't live in Cincinnati. Of course, being up here, I'm grateful I don't live in Cincinnati anymore because all of our water is heading that way. So I'm going to jump off of that video. It's called I've Been Watching You. It's kind of a known fact. Our kids see us do things, and you know, we think, well, that they're not going to do that. And then somewhere along the line, they turn around and they do that. And the reason is, it's what sons and children do. And I'm particularly going to be preaching at the men today. Whether you're married, got one on the way, or you've got children already, or your children are grown, none of that matters. Because the truth of the matter is, we continue filling the roles that we fill until we close our eyes for good. The other day, what triggered this, and I wanted him to leave, is I'd sat down on the tailgate of the truck. I was waiting for Joshua to come home and pulled the tailgate down and sat down on it, and I just spit there in the driveway. And if you say, well, that's rude, that's good. It's my driveway. I'll spit where I want. I do have to break the boys. Quit spitting in my workshop. I'm the one who has to sweep the floor. But anyhow, so I'm sitting there on the tailgate of my truck, and I just spit. Justin slid up there beside me. Right in his lap. I just sat there, and I... See, I had to spit. Sometimes your saliva glands really get into going overtime, and I just needed to get rid of some of that. And well, he proved he didn't really need to, but he wanted to be like me. And he didn't have enough spit to clear his own lap. And I couldn't help it. I just laughed because that's all I thought of right then, is he wants to be like me. You know, in a perfect world, dads, we won't make a mistake. We'll say everything right. We'll do everything right. In reality, we're going to mess up more than we're going to get it right. Our goal should be not to keep messing up, making the same mistake over and over and over. Because they're watching us. How we treat our wives, their mama. And I'll be flat out honest, you want to cross a line with a son? Touch his mama. You may find yourself on the serious end of a butt kicking. And maybe well so deserved. Well, that's dishonoring me. Yeah, I got some news. We got some twisted ideology on what is honor. Because I'm going to show you some things that Jesus said. See, I like taking you to the Bible and show you what Jesus and what God had to say about things. I don't give a rip about religion. That's obvious. I want to show you what Jesus said. Because even God the Father, I've always looked at the Holy Spirit of being more of the mother, the nurturer. And even Jesus said this of his Father. He said, you can talk about me and you can talk about God, my Father, but don't you dare talk about the Holy Spirit. For we will not forgive you. Now when the creator of the universe says he will not forgive you for something, you had better take it serious. I knew one guy, a friend of mine, who would, he and his wife, they bickered a lot. They eventually did divorce. And there were issues that neither one of them wanted to dig down deep enough and deal with. And anyhow, they had a bird. And it was just a little parakeet, wasn't it? Named Sonny. They went away, asked us if we'd bird sit. Sure, no problem. Brought the bird over. It was just the two of us. Well, we had Bunny, our dog. And walking through the house one day, well, we always knew the bird would holler, Casey, which was the boy. Casey, Casey, Casey. Then one day I'm walking through and I hear the bird say, don't get your blood pressure up, woman. I'm like, what? And the bird repeated it. See, my friend had told his wife that so many times. The bird remembered it. I knew why they were always, why the bird mimicked Casey. Because they were all the time hollering at Casey. Bless God, the little boy got baptized last week and born again. But when he was a little boy, and I love Casey dearly. I mean, he could be hilarious. I mean, I didn't have kids and was still a bit of a kid myself. And so, you know, I wasn't trying to, didn't want to be around too many kids. But Casey would, he called chicken chicken. Chicken and Pessy. Those were his favorite things. Chicken and Pessy. He eventually, I think, did grow out of it. But if there was something to get into, Casey was going to get into it. And so his mama was all the time. Now, what didn't help was my friend encouraging him. And especially if it got mama's blood pressure up. Now, you can ask my boys. I asked him, I said, why are you doing this to me? What are we doing? You know darn well what you're doing. You're getting her cranked up and you're leaving and I got to deal with her. I can't say I understand the relationship between a father and a daughter or a son and a mother to that in that regards that way. I can understand the other way, from a son to the mother, but not mother to the son. And they love getting her going. And I'm working on her. Honey, they're just doing it because they know you'll get upset. That's all they're doing. And they will tag team. And then when the tag teaming's done, they just both jump. They're like velociraptors. Draw a little blood, and there they are. Now, can I say that I've done everything perfect? No. Not at all. Not hardly at all. I've actually had to go to my sons and ask them to forgive me on a couple occasions. Oh, and I know what religion teaches. Well, you don't do that. You're the father. I'm a man. Man who makes mistakes. Man who still hits his fingers with a hammer. No matter how many times I've driven nails, I still hit my fingers. Matter of fact, I did it the other day. And all I could do was bite my tongue and look at Jesse and almost cry. It hurt that bad. Open your Bibles this morning to John chapter 8. Let's go to verse 38. Now Jesus is debating now in the temple with the Jews. And to tell you basically what's happening here, he has called them the spawn of Satan. Okay? Not something you do. Because they, in turn, call him a demonized Samaritan. They didn't respect the Samaritans, period. So they threw in a demon on top of it. So verse 38, Jesus is saying, I speak what I have seen with my Father, and you do what you have seen with your father. Now they're saying their father is Abraham. By the way, the Jews do not recognize that God can be the Father. They're just like the Muslims in that regard. God is not Father. He is God. The Christians, we now recognize God as Father. Because Jesus taught that. That he is a son. And we are now sons and daughters of the great I Am. But Jesus told us right then and there, just what Rodney Adkins shared. We do, men, we do as we've seen our Father. Now, there's some things we need to look at that way. Sometimes our childhood wasn't perfect. Some of our fathers may have struggled with alcohol, anger, other issues. And maybe they abused things. Their children, their wife. So we grow up. I'm never going to spank my child because my dad beat me. Well, let me help you here real quick. You will spoil. In other words, you will ruin your child if you do not discipline them. In love. You can ask Angela. That was one of the things that from the word go that I put down. I said, we will discipline our children. We will spank them when it is needed. But we will not do it angry. We will not do it angry. Because if you're angry, you're not going to do it in love. You need to understand, when you are angry, that is how people in the military, it's a realm they have to get into to kill. You have to cross a threshold. You have to get mad at that other person. That is why I think all this garbage of prosecuting people because of battlefield what's the word? Etiquette was violated. How do you turn it off? Seriously. I would like to see Hillary Clinton go into battle and turn it off. You won't ever see that. Because people like her and current leaders just like to send people into battle and claim that they're peace lovers. You cannot turn that off. So when you're spanking your child, when you're angry, you can't turn it off. And you will abuse them. But we go to the other side of the road. I'm never going to spank my child. So now you raised a spoiled brat. And we wonder why we have churches being vandalized, broken into, burned down in this country. Why people's houses are being broken into in broad daylight. Some of these people, I dare say, it's because they have deadbeat dads. Dad was not a part of their life. I have a problem with deadbeat dads. I would like to beat you. Now, Pastor, don't you be getting violent now. You know, we need to love. I do as I see my brother Jesus do. Twice he went in the temple and kicked some butt. Because it had to be done that way. I ain't saying I'm going to go hunt people down there, deadbeat dads, and beat them. I'm saying I'd like to. Any takers? There's a few. Why? Because I know people who were children of deadbeat dads. I know people who were children of dads who were alcoholic and abused them. I know this. And it angers me. And it should, rightly so. Oh, Pastor, we shouldn't be angry. Yes, we should. If we'd finally get our heads out of the sand and stand up, men, and pull up our britches and say, this is where it stops. And we quit blaming everybody else for our problems. Yes, we are what happened to us as children. We are what we saw. But we do not have to stay that way. We are now a new creation. We are required. Did you hear me? Required to change for the good, not for evil. We should strive to love our wives greater. We should strive to love our children greater, to be a greater example of Christ. Not their best friend. Can I say that again? You are not their best friend. You are their father. You can be a friend, but they've only got one father, and that's you. It's time that this generation gets it unscrewed and say, hey, I'm going to be better. But you know what that requires, guys? It requires us knowing ourselves and seeking self-improvement. It requires it every day, doesn't it? You guys that work out a lot, it requires a discipline every day to do this. A discipline I just assume not develop. Because for me, it's too much work. So when I say that and then I step on the scales, there's why. It's time we say enough is enough and we get it straight. I can't keep blaming my dad, my mom, my grandpa, his dad, for what they've done. I need to recognize the things that are in me and say, all right, I see this tendency. My mom was sharing some things about her dad. See, I didn't know either one of my grandfathers. One died when I was 4, and the other died when I was 16, but He was such an alcoholic, he couldn't be trusted. He was never sober. And he was about 55, I think, when he died. So he wasn't an old man. And my mom started sharing some things about him the other day, and what she remembered, and how his play, my boys will relate to this, his play was he'd want to hold them and squeeze them. You understand it yet? That's why I do it. You can ask my boys. I was like, argh. If we wanted to play rah rah, well, they'd usually wear me out, but then I'd just wrap them up and hold them, and they hated that. And that's what mom said, we hated it. The difference between me and them is my grandfather was always drunk, and he never knew when he was hurting them. My boys would always say, Dad, we can't breathe, we can't breathe. And what would I say? You can talk, you can breathe. But see, the difference was, I never knew he did that. Never knew it. It's in my DNA. I just make sure now that because I know it, that I don't hurt them. And I feel I got spanked for a few unjust things. I ain't gonna lie. There were a few things I'm pretty sure. I know they were. I got accused of things and paid the price for somebody else. But nobody would listen. So I'm always double checking. She can even say, honey, you need to go spank them. Go spank him for this. And I said, well, I haven't heard both sides of the story yet. I'm hearing your side and I'm hearing his side. And I want to know what happened. And then I find out, well, there was a little bit of information somebody may have forgot. Or he didn't tell her or whatever. So I decided to change things like that. Listen to it. But it required me taking a deep look. Not say, well, I'm never going to spank my child. Are you kidding me? I want to like my children. I remember a woman in North Carolina, a dear woman we love dearly. Enough dears, huh? And she told her son when he was growing up, she said, Mike, I will always love you, but I want other people to love you too. So I'm going to beat your bottom. Society's thing is, I was abused. I was so abused. Get over it now. Okay? Let's quit running and paying $100 to a therapist because you got your bottom beat. I would dare say 90% of the people in here could raise their hands that they received quite a few bottom beatings. I know I can. Doesn't even stop at home and went to school too. We have a problem in this country. Our prisons are full. Sad part is our prisons aren't full with murderers, rapists. They're full of thugs whose parents didn't love them enough to discipline them. They let them have their own way. I don't want to deal with you. Why? Because they're dealing with problems, so they don't want to deal with their children. And now we've got an entire generation that knows absolutely nothing about God. It's hard to believe in a Christian country, isn't it? I don't care what Obama says. I ain't surrendering my country. I serve to protect it. I don't care what the liberals say. We're a Christian country. Jesus said, I say the things I've heard my Father say. I do the things I've seen my father do. Because he was watching him. He's his son. That is the true definition of a father-son relationship. You know, I remember seeing a t-shirt years ago. A family member got it, and it was a whole screwed up, weird marriage. Ain't gonna lie, it was a little weird. People who, in my opinion, shouldn't have been getting married got married. This is because of their relationship in the family. They were family. Told you, sometimes in hillbilly roots, they just branches twist together and they got a mess. But I remember the man in this relationship coming in one day wearing a t-shirt that says, anybody can be a father. It takes somebody special to be a daddy. By the way, this is the same man who rejected his own son. Won't talk to him. Has absolutely nothing to do with him, claiming it takes somebody special to be daddy. Can I tell you a little something about that lie from hell? The word daddy isn't even really a word. Well, we use it. Where'd it come from? You want to know where it came from? 15th or 16th century. Because babies. Da, 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 da. It's one of the easiest words to say. Da, da, da. So we got dad. Daddy. That's it. That's its origin. Check Oxford Dictionary if you would like. That's where that information's from. But the word father, we can run that back centuries. The Greeks use the word Abba. My protector. Our children should feel safe with us. Our children should know that no matter what they've done, we will protect them. Our wives should feel safe with us. Not hiding behind them. What movie did I watch the other night where somebody came in with a gun and the guy grabbed his girlfriend and put her in front of him? She looked at him and said, seriously, you're using me as a human shield? He just proved that he was a coward. But he acted bad. Guys that run off on their families, they're just sperm donors. I don't mean to be gross, but neither do I have the time to sit here and try to find nice mushy words that won't offend your ears. Especially since some of you are in a medical field, you probably find words that make me blush. But you see, guys, how are we living for God? I want my children not only to grow up to be good, loving fathers and husbands, but men of God. How are we doing that? Do we talk about God? Do we bring God into the situation? Recently, I got asked by somebody to be his go-to guy. He went into alcohol rehab today. And when he gets out, he said, I need somebody I may be able to call. He doesn't go to church here. Doesn't go to church at all. His dad's an alcoholic, was abusive. Guess what? Junior became an alcoholic and abusive. I tried to tell him the other day that I said, first off, you need to recognize there's a source to why you started drinking. Well, it was dealing with my daughter. No, you drank before that. It just intensified. I know where his source is. I knew why I drank. I was bitter. Full of hatred. I said, I wasn't coming back to Ohio. That meant nobody. Some reason God just wouldn't let it go. Had to deal with it. But I told him, I said, listen, you may think you're going to kick this thing with your little, this program, but without God, you aren't. So you can keep running, and I'm going to keep telling you, you need God. See, nobody's ever told him that. Came from a godless family. And wonders why things are all screwed up. But you know what scares me? He's got a son. It's going to go on to a fourth generation if he doesn't change quickly. Jesus said, in verse 54, he said, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father who honors me, of whom you say that he is your God. Jesus said, I came to bring honor to my Father. In verse 49. Now, I'm going to be flat out honest, okay? I think Mother's Day and Father's Day have become the biggest jokes next to Christmas and Easter for holidays. They're Hallmark. As a matter of fact, the woman, I don't remember her name now, who pushed for Mother's Day a few years later was petitioning to have it removed because of how commercialized it became. It became about sending cards, sending flowers, send your mama chocolates. She's diabetic. Kill her. Do this. Seriously, is my mother honored because I sent her a box of chocolates or a plant? What did Jesus say about honor? How do children bring their parents honor? By living for God. He said, I do the will of my Father, therefore I bring him honor. That's how you bring honor. You don't bring honor by making sure that they got the funniest Father's Day card, which I love to do. That seems to be my sister and I's forte. We find the funniest. Not honor. Well, I got to make sure they got a nice gift. Really? My dad wants something. He goes gets it. So in other words, to find something that he ain't thought of, I got to spend all year looking. But what is true honor? Raising my sons. Honor God. Doesn't mean I've done everything right. Doesn't mean he did everything right. But if we raise them to serve God, we've done something right. If we raise them to love their wives, we've done something right. The Bible puts it this way, she's my flesh, and I would do nothing to intentionally hurt myself. I do not smash my fingers with that hammer on purpose. It's usually because I'm not used to wearing these things yet and I keep forgetting them. It's amazing how many times I don't smash my fingers when I put my glasses on because I don't have three fingers where there should be one. So therefore, I shouldn't intentionally try to hurt her. Even though I know I have. But that's where we get to exercise the love of God. She forgives me. I forgive her. I forgive myself. And I keep marching. I don't curl up and suck my thumb like a little baby. Paul put it this way. When I was a child, I did childish things. But when I became a man, I put away the childish reactions and I started manning up. I'm paraphrasing for you. I put my big britches on and said, you know what? I'm taking responsibility for me. I did it. I'll deal with it. We've got a whole generation right now. I did it, and I ain't dealing with it. I'm going to run. I'm going to hide. You got people lying to each other on the internet and chat rooms. Oh, yeah, I'm 6'3", you know, 250 pounds, lift every day. When you meet him, he's 5'3", 350 pounds. Oh, yeah, I was prom queen. What decade? People aren't wanting to be real. They aren't wanting to take the responsibility for the things they do now. One thing we should always remember, moms and dads, they're watching. I can promise you, one thing my son, I ain't gonna lie, Angela and I, we've got into some good arguments. And she's learned to yell at me just as good as anybody. Sometimes that's the only way it gets in my head. But one thing that will never, ever be said, I'll never raise my hand. I'll walk off. And she doesn't need to think that if I did beat her, she has to stay with me. But religion teaches that. I'll flat out, there's my sister. He ever hurt you? I'm going to hurt him. And I love him. I love you, Bobby. But I did have a sister who was being beat. Let me tell you how I wanted to deal with him. I sharpened my fighting knife. It's not a little pocket knife. I could shave the hair on my arms with it. I was going to move her out of her apartment. And if he showed up, he was going to the hospital or the morgue. That's how I was going to deal with him. And then God spoke to me as I was sharpening it. He said, do you want to see your children again? I said, yes, Lord, I do. He said, and put it away. Sure enough, the bonehead showed up. Blindsided my dad. I wish dad would have let go of him. He ended up pulling a 300-pound monster down on both of us, to which I got kicked in the face. I was trying to bring peace. I said, you know what? I ain't taking this. I'm surprised he's able to father any children after I got done. Because I ain't getting kicked in the face. By the way, he ended up going to the hospital that night. So did my dad, unfortunately. But I didn't hurt him. My sister did, not her. I think she would have if she had been able to be there, but... Oh, that's right, you were still outside. Yeah. But you see, women, you don't have to stay in abusive situations. Just because your mama was abused doesn't mean you have to be. No. We learn to walk in forgiveness, and we put up with a lot of crap. If we want this country to turn around, men, we got to start being men. There's more to men than hunting, motorcycles, four-wheel drive trucks, guns, wearing blue jeans, ball caps, getting greasy. There's more to it. Sometimes we have to take the unpopular stand. Sometimes we need to listen to the Holy Spirit. Because I can't tell you how many times I wanted to deal with things. I remember one situation, something happened at school, and I asked Joshua, I said, do you want me? I was going to go deal with it without asking him. And I said, do you want me to deal with this? He said, no. He said, it'll be worse on me. Sometimes we don't think about that. The situation's no longer there. But I promise you, I wanted to deal with it.
I wouldn't have done that. I would have went right down there.
Yeah, and you'd have showed your butt. That's exactly what you would have done. I've done it too many times. I know what I'm talking about. I'm doing this, bless God. And I find out I only got part of the information. Anybody been there? You know those flyers your kids are supposed to bring home from school? I don't care how many times the school sends them. Where's this at? Oh, that's in my locker. You think I might want to know about that? I chew them out and get over it. But I want my country back. I want a country that people are treated equally, like they're supposed to be. I want a country where race pimps are put in their place, both black and white. I want a place where God is acknowledged again and He is revered. God has not been revered in our churches for centuries, probably. Not like He should be. Because we don't do His will. We therefore do not honor Him. Tithe is just a portion. It's a small portion of honor. By the way, you know my son's tithe?
Well, I would expect you teach tithing. I mean,
I also teach free will. It's their decision. Joshua, I'm going to use you in this example. Things got away from him there for a little bit, and he didn't pay his tithe. And his world was upside down for a little bit, wasn't it? Yeah. And he told his mom, and she said, you need to ask God to forgive you, and you make sure you tithe. And he did. His very next paycheck. And God turned his situation around. I've always given him the option. You have a choice. But I'm going to show you how I tithe. Did anybody miss me putting my envelope in? That's how I taught them. I didn't say, you need to tithe. And I love seeing these little girls. You started right. Don't get me wrong. And then they come up and they're so tickled. They're so thrilled to come up and put that offering in the container. I love that. That's teaching them. Now make sure that when they're adults, they understand that it's their turn to start doing that. And they can't keep taking yours. But men, if we want to be respected again, we got to start being the men of God. It means we got to start using our brain. Like, I don't always use my brain. Sometimes my emotions jump in. I had some moron yell at me the other day, and I stopped the car in the middle of the road, much to my wife beating me. Shut up, shut up, shut up. I don't want him to come up here and shoot us. I said, it's his funeral. What, you think? I said, he's on a motorcycle. I run over his dummy. I didn't use my brain. I went full on emotion. Yeah, it was all testosterone. I don't always do it right. But you got to get over it. Because I promise you, if we listen to God, he'll make those situations a lot easier. Do you know how easy it would have been for me just to keep going? I don't know why I stopped. I really don't. My foot just went on the brake. That's an amazing feature. It was an automatic response. Oh, I'm contemplating getting out of the car. Why is it the older I get, the cockier I get? That's not good. Because the older I get, I'm not nearly as strong as I used to be. Nor can I take a beating like I used to. That's the biggest problem. Maybe if I had just listened to the Holy Spirit a little bit more, the rest of my day would have gone a little better because I let it get to me. Oh, Lord, did I let it. I got over it. Took some prayer, some alone time. But our sons need to know that. You're not going to do it all right. You're going to screw up. It's how you handle the repair. Ah, kids are tough. They're resilient. They'll get over it. You know what they do? They carry it with them until they're adults, and then they blow. A stinking snap. And I watched a movie last night. It was really about a semi-dysfunctional family. The kids no longer talk. They fought. They argued. They literally fought. Their dad had died and blah, 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 and on and on and on. And I thought, that's a functional family. That's how families react, really. That's the norm. It really is. Shouldn't be. But we're not going to see eye to eye on everything. But it's become the norm. Dysfunction is the norm now. You know what the movie made me want to do? Be a better dad. Be a better husband. Be a better man. That should be all of our goals. It's to be better people, better examples of Christ to our children, to our families. We should teach our children to pray. Talk to God like He's a friend. You know, that bothers me. So many people just talk to God out of a can. I hate canned prayers. I would not do good. That's why I don't participate in any of these functions, you know, parades and stuff. They want you to read a canned prayer. I hate reading canned prayers. It's impersonal. God's a personal God, and He should be with us too. Now, I'm going to tell you, I don't sit down every night with my children and pray.
Well, that's only being a good dad.
My children join with me when we have something and we pray, and they get to hear me pray and talk to God. And then they get to see the hand of God move. And you know what I find hilarious is when I hear some of you pray now. Some of you went from praying timid prayers to faith-filled prayers. And I'm going to tell you, as a pastor, that's nothing. There's nothing greater. Now, God, if you would be so kind, or if you want to, Lord, please. You know what's and even better? Some of you quit blaming the devil for everything. The devil didn't run that stop sign. You did, Jack. You're the one paying the ticket. Don't say the devil made you do it. God didn't buy that from Adam and Eve, and He ain't buying it from you. He doesn't put up with our excuses. But this day should be the same as every other day. It really should. We should want to honor our fathers. Fathers who have moved on, honor their memory by being better people. Because see, history's not always going to judge me on everything I did. They're going to judge my family and what they do, and my grandchildren do, and my great-grandchildren do. I'll probably be forgotten to history. But the example that I set now will determine my children. There was you've probably seen it. It was a study, and I'm pretty sure it was legit, that was done on two families that had came to Ellis Island. One family honored God. The other family did not. The family that did not honor God, scoundrels, cheats, liars, thieves, murderers, all the way up until present time. The family that honored God, doctors, lawyers, business owners, professors, and the number one profession in that family was ministers. That one man, when he came to the United States, didn't know that just by honoring God, what the effect it would take. Because it works both ways. It works both ways. You don't honor God, you get to deal with the garbage. You want to honor God? Well, you get some garbage, but you know how to handle it now. And you can overcome it. greatest thing my sons could ever do for me is to be greater than I ever was. Even the legend that's in my mind. All right, let's stand. Because after all, the older I get, the better I was, right? The faster I was, the stronger I was. Back in my day, football players were this big. Back in my day, sprinters ran this fast. Really, that's funny. Why is the world record right in that neighborhood? Today. No. I'm giving people, back in my day, the cars were faster. Really? I beg to differ with you. You know what amazes me? Back in the 70s, a 350 engine. Big engine, powerful engine. About 165 horsepower, 180. With a four barrel. 5.7 liters. Bob and Karen just bought an SUV with a V6. What's the liter on that, Bob? Well, it's 300 horsepower, 301 horsepower. But the liter's like 3, isn't it? 4.3 liter. And it's 301 horse. Don't tell me your cars were faster. Jeez. Everything changes except the word of God. That's our constant. Amen. All right, let's pray and I'll dismiss you. Father God in heaven, Lord, we are truly grateful for your great mercy and your love towards us, that you would send your Son to die to redeem us, though that we may be called your children. Now, Father, you see every man in here. You know our hearts. You know our struggles. Lord, I pray that you help us overcome those. Help us to be greater men. Father, to help the generation behind us, to set them up for victory, not defeat. Lord, I thank you for these men. I know many of them have fought through many struggles over the years. They've dealt with things that would make other people cringe. And Lord, right now, there's an attack in this country on men. Our once who are our heroes as men feel they get more respect and fulfillment as a woman. Father, that is a full-on attack from the pits of hell. And now, Lord, I bind that spirit from affecting any man in here. Lord, it will not touch them. I pray, Lord, your power to fill their minds that they are men of the Most High. They are men of honor. And that what they may have done in the past is in the past. And Lord, I thank you for them. Bless them. Father, as each and every one of them move closer and closer to you, Father, we know that you draw closer to us. And it is your desire. Father, even now, the prodigal son was walking back to his daddy. But his daddy ran. And Father, I believe that's how you are with us, that as we take steps walking, you are so eager that you run to us and you close the gap faster. Lord, help us all to draw closer to you, to know you and understand you as Father, as God. And Lord, it is never our desire to dishonor you, but always to bring you honor. Help us to fulfill your will in our lives, in our children's lives. And now, Father, I bless the entire congregation, Lord, as they go about their week. Lord, I know you're going before them. You're making the crooked path straight. You are alerting them to pitfalls where there may be trouble. I bless them in Jesus' name. Amen.